This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka al-abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, biiznillahi ta'ala, this session we will be going through questions and answers dealing with the topic of marriage and divorce, insha'Allah. We've covered the lessons, masha'Allah. We've gone through the matan, walhamdulillah. This is to revise, to ensure we've understood the material, biiznillahi ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, the question states that what is the ruling with regards to marriage in al-Islam? The default ruling is that it is mustahab, it is recommended, but there are certain circumstances wherein it would become an obligation upon you. When you fear zina, when you fear that you are going to fall into zina if you do not get married, then it would become an obligation upon you. Jameel, masha'Allah. With regards to rada'a, so we have this sister, she has this little kid, the neighbor's son, and she has breastfed him. Are there certain conditions with regards to number, with regards to what age limit for the prohibition of marriage between them to take place, for the rulings of fostership to come into play? The answer is most definitely yes, that she must have breastfed him 5 times or more within the first 2 years of his life. If done, then the rules of rada'a then apply, walhamdulillah. What is the maximum that any Muslim can get married with regards to his wives? What's the maximum number of wives you could have? They are 4 and not more. With regards to the slave, we saw that the madhab states the maximum is 2. With regards to a Muslim woman, can she get married to a Christian or Jewish guy? Absolutely not. She has to get married to a Muslim man. Whereas the Muslim man, can he get married to a Christian or a Jewish woman? The answer is yes. But what is best? Obviously, getting married to a Muslim woman would be best. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, with regards to the permission, the acceptance of the girl in marriage. If, for example, she is under the age of bulugh, is it a condition, is it a must that her father has to get her permission, otherwise the contract would be invalid? The answer is no, it's not a must. According to the Hanbali madhab, the only woman that one has to get her permission would be the thayyib who is kabir, the adult woman who was previously married. We have to get her permission. As for the virgin, whether she is baligh, whether she is not baligh, whether she is young, etc., then these women, the father can get them married without their permission, according to the official position of the madhab. Does it mean he has to do that? No, absolutely not. But if done so, the aqd, the contract, would be valid. This is obviously if there was maslaha in this matter, if there was benefit for them in this matter. With regards to a khul', does it follow the rules of talaq or does it follow the rules of fasakh by default? According to the madhab, it follows the rules of a fasakh and not the rules of a talaq. Jameel, masha'Allah. With regards to talaq, what are the different types of talaq? What are the different classifications of talaq? Well, we have the talaq according to the sunnah. We have the talaq of bid'ah. What is the talaq according to the sunnah? One, divorce in a clean period that you did not sleep with her. Jameel, masha'Allah. And what about the talaq which is a bid'ah? Well, that's a talaq that you gave to her when she was in her menses. Or you gave her a talaq in a clean period that you were fully intimate with her. The talaq of bid'ah in terms of numbers, give me an example of that. I divorce you 2 times. I divorce you 3 times. All of these are examples of talaq which are bid'ah and they are haram, but they would be valid according to the madhab. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he differed and he said that 3 talaqs given in one go in one majlis will be regarded as one. Whereas majority of the scholars, the 4 madhahib, they differed with him on this matter, or rather he differed with them.
and they counted it as three. They said that it's similar to pulling the trigger of a gun. The bullet comes out. Whether it was permissible to do, whether not permissible to do, irrelevant. The effect has taken place. Allahu musta'an. With regards to talaq, we also have explicit talaq. I divorce you. Implicit, go to your mother's house. There we ask, what was your intention behind this matter? With regards to istithna in talaq, then what are the conditions with regards to it? That you can make istithna of anything less than half. Meaning, I divorce you three times minus one. Then it would be two talaqs which have come into effect. But he says, I divorce you three minus two. Then three talaqs would be given. Why? Because you cannot deduct. You cannot deduct more than half according to the madhab. What is talaq raj'i and talaq ba'in? Talaq raj'i, revocable. Talaq ba'in, irrevocable. You gave your wife one talaq and she is now in her idda, 3 menses or 3 months. During this period, you could say to her, I take you back. You have that option unilaterally. You could take her back. So this is talaq raj'i. And if you didn't take her back during that idda and the idda is over, then she goes her way. But if you guys wanted to get married again, all you need to do is make a new nikah contract. Walhamdulillah. But as for talaq ba'in, then here, once the idda is over and you cannot take her back during that idda, once the idda is over, she will get married to somebody else. And if that man then passes away or he eventually divorces her, only then could you now propose and get married to her. So it's much, much heavier when it comes to the matter of talaq ba'in. Jameel, masha'Allah. How does one take the wife back? You either say to her, I take you back, or there's intimacy between the husband and wife that indicates that he's taken her back. What is zihar? He says to her, you are to me like my mother. Allahu musta'an. You don't say these statements. These are haram type of statements. And you would now need to sort out a kafara. Set free a slave. You can't do that. Fast 60 days consecutively. You can't do that. Then you feed 60 poor Muslims. MashaAllah. With regards to somebody taking an oath that I will not be intimate with you for 5 months, this is something haram, this is something not allowed. She goes to the qadi, and then the qadi will say to him, you have a maximum of 4 months. After 4 months, you either are intimate with her or you let her go, or if you don't do so, then we will separate between both of you. Either the qadi will look at what's the best option. He would either divorce her from him, or he would issue a fasakh, an annulment, or he could issue a khul'. So whatever is the maslaha and the best option under those circumstances, the qadi, he will sort that matter out. Bi-iznillahi, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. Another question. We have a Muslim and he wants to get married to a Hindu woman. Allowed? No, not allowed, not allowed. We have a Jewish guy, he wants to get married to a Muslim girl. Absolutely not allowed. Christian guy wanting to get married to Sumayya. Not allowed. We have a Muslim guy, Ahmed, wanting to get married to Samantha, the Christian. No problem. This here would be valid. Jameel, masha'Allah. With regards to زوج الأب ابنه الصغير بغير إذنه. A father, he gets his young son married without the young son's permission. Technically, is this valid? Yes, it is valid. Father gets his adult son married without the adult son's permission. This would not be allowed. Not allowed. Try it. With regards to someone getting married to his sister's daughter, is that allowed? Not allowed. You can't get married to your niece. Allahu musta'an. Try it. With regards to the wali, then we have to have a wali. There's no nikah without the wali. The wali says to someone that I marry one of my daughters to you. No, incorrect. Why? We need to know which daughter. You have 5 daughters, brother. He says that I marry one of my one of my daughters who are in niqab, and he's got 5 daughters in niqab. So no, this would not be correct. We need to know exactly which daughter you are marrying off. Jameel, somebody gets married to this girl and the mahar was that he will teach her the rules and regulations of Hanbali fiqh. Would this be valid? Yes, this would be valid, insha'Allah. According to the madhab, he gets married to her based upon him teaching her surahs of the Quran. According to the madhab, this would not be correct. That type of mahar would not be valid. Excellent. We find that with regards to a khul', do we have to have some sort of exchange, some sort of property or wealth? The answer is yes. You have to have that exchange. Someone says to his wife, I divorce you. And then he claims that, no, I didn't really intend to divorce her. Do we look at his intention? No. When it's an explicit statement, we don't ask about your intention in the matter. He says, go to your mother's house. Here we do ask, what was your intention behind that statement? Somebody divorces his wife 3 times in one go. I divorce you. And I divorce you, and I divorce you. According to the madhab, this is haram, this is a bid'ah in number, but it would be counted and it would be valid. What's the iddah of the sister who's been divorced? Then it is 3 menses or 3 months. The one whose husband has passed away, it's 4 months and 10 days. What if the husband passed away and the sister is pregnant, and after 3 days she delivers? Well, in that case, her iddah is now over. The iddah of the pregnant woman is until she gives birth. Once she gives birth, then her iddah is over. Walhamdulillah, mashallah, tabarakallah. We have this youngster, he's living in an area full of fitna and fasad. What's the ruling with regards to him getting married? We say that it is a must. You have to get married. There's a woman, and she's been divorced 1 time, and during the iddah, the neighbor comes up to her and he proposes to her. Allowed? No, not allowed. This woman has been divorced once. This is a revocable type of divorce. She's still linked with that husband. You can't go over and propose, whether explicit or implicit. You cannot do anything of the sort. What happens if she was divorced 3 times? He gave her 3 divorces. And then you implicitly indicated to her that, you know, once your iddah is over, I know some good guys who are looking for good wives, insha'Allah. This here would be allowed. Or the sister, her husband's passed away, and you indicate to her some interest, not explicit, but implicit. This would be allowed. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, masha'Allah, walhamdulillah. What if we have a scenario where there's an individual and he gets married to this woman and then finds out that she is his sister via suckling? Then they have to separate. They cannot continue in that marriage now that they found out that technically they are like brother and sister. Allahu musta'an. Someone gets married to this girl and they didn't talk about mahar. They didn't discuss mahar. And now they are 10 years into the marriage. Is the marriage valid? The answer is yes. What do they do? They need to sort out the mahar, come to some sort of an agreement. If they do not agree, look at her sisters and her family members, etc. What was the going mahar amongst them? Then that's what he needs to give to her. Walhamdulillah. There's this girl and she stipulated in the marriage contract that once we get married, 2 weeks later, you must divorce me. We say that this contract is null and void. This condition is so bad, it breaks the entire marriage. This is a mut'a type of marriage. And so we have valid conditions in the contract, we have invalid, and we have some of them which are mufsid. They are so bad, they break the entire contract. Like another one, where he says that I will marry my daughter to you, you marry your daughter to me, and we do a swap like that without any mahar or anything of the sort. Tom, completely impermissible. She puts a condition that you cannot marry another wife while married to me. If he accepts, he doesn't have to accept. Nobody's holding a gun to his head. If he accepts, then he has to abide by that condition. If later on he has a valid reason to get married to someone else, then he can do so, but it would give her the option of ending that marriage. It would give her the option of exiting from that marriage because she had put in that condition. She can go to the Qadi and say, look, he's not lived up to the condition, and so you separate between myself and him. So that's the benefit of that condition. Someone says to his wife, after some years of marriage, the marriage obviously was consummated, they have three kids, he says to her, you are divorced once. You are divorced once. What type of divorce is this? We say that this is a sunnah type of divorce. He divorced her one time. He divorced her in a clean period that he was not intimate with her. So this is a sunnah type of divorce. Someone divorced his pregnant wife. We say this is not sunnah or bid'ah, but this is a divorce. Someone divorced his wife in a clean period that he was fully intimate with her. This is a bid'ah of time type of divorce. I divorced you 3 times, 2 times, I divorced you 1,000,000 times. All examples of bid'ah types of divorce, bid'ah in number, bid'ah in number. Someone divorced his wife for the second time, and then she went through the iddah, 3 months iddah, 3 menses iddah. And then she went her way, he went his way. After 1 year, they decided to get back together. Can they do so? Yes. They need to make a new nikah and they can get back together because only 1 or 2 divorces were issued. Excellent. Someone says to his wife who is pregnant that I give you 1 divorce. I give you 1 divorce. And then he claims later on that, you know what, I didn't intend any divorce. Brother, you said an explicit statement, I divorce you. We don't ask about intention. This divorce is counted. Even though your wife was in menses and it was even a bid'ah to do so, the divorce would be counted. Someone gives his wife 30,000. She gives the husband 30,000 in exchange for her freedom. What do we call this? We call this a khul'a. We call this a khul'a. Jameel, masha'Allah. We have an individual. He is not paying up any sort of nafaqa maintenance for this wife. And then she goes to the qadi. She says that, you know what, he's not maintaining me. It's now been this number of months and he refuses to do so. What can the qadi do? The qadi can separate between that husband and wife because you are not fulfilling part and parcel of the deal. We have a kid and the kid's age is 3 years of age. Husband, father, husband and mother got divorced. And who does the kid go to? The kid goes to the mother by default for as long as she does not remarry somebody who's a stranger, etc. We have a daughter and the daughter is 4 years old. Also, here again, she will go to the mother. Once the boy reaches the age of 7, then he chooses. Once the girl reaches the age of 9, then she goes to her. Then she goes to her father. Once she reaches the age of 9, she goes to her father. Father needs to look after her now. Father needs to obviously get her married, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Father needs to see to all of those matters, insha'Allah, jayid. We find that some of the ulama, they state that, so the boy, the ages of 1 to 7, once he's 7, then he chooses where he wants to go. And they say the same with regards to the girl. They say that the girl also chooses. Others state no, once she reaches the age of 9, then she goes to the father. As for the Hanbali madhab, the official position of the madhab is that the girl from the age of 0 up to 7, she is with her mother by default. And once she is 7, then she goes to the father. And obviously, once she gets married, then she is in the care of her husband. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. We have this boy, and he's at the age of 8. He chooses where he wants to go. We have a boy at the age of 17. He also chooses wherever he wants to go, inshallah. We find that what if we had this woman and her husband passed away? Does she get maintenance of shelter and food and all of this? No, she will get a share from the inheritance. Somebody divorced his wife the third time, but she's pregnant. Will she get maintenance? Yes, not for herself, but rather for the unborn kid. Somebody divorced his wife 3 times, which was haram, but She is now divorced, as we mentioned, that according to the madhab, this would be counted. The three divorces are done. Now she asks, what about my maintenance? We say, well, third divorce, there's no maintenance for you. You are not pregnant. Somebody divorced his wife once. Does he need to maintain her? Food and shelter, etc. The answer is yes. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, would that be Ithnillahi Ta'ala? We have covered a good number of questions pertaining to nikah, pertaining to marriage and divorce. This was a good revision session. Walhamdulillah. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us strong marriages. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are not married out there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them spouses who are the coolness of their eyes. Those marriages that are on the rocks, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bond between the husband and the wife. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. Remember, if you're knowledge is above average, then your ibadah, your akhlaq, your character, your manners, they are also supposed to be above average. Allahumma musta'an. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we will meet again. Hayyakum Allah. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.